Thanks, Duncan. And now from desertification to desert kites, Tom.
Okay, well, imagine a group of British Army Air Corps pilots flying over the deserts of the Near East in the early years of the 20th century. From the cockpits of their biplanes, they could see strange lines and circles seemingly etched into the landscape below. These airmen dubbed the bizarre shapes desert kites and were spotted throughout the region of what is now northeast Syria.
So they're not an ancient Syrian equivalent of the Nazca lines in southern Peru, then?
Well, not as mysterious, I'm afraid. Although fairly gruesome, I have to say. Archaeologists have discovered the remains of more than 100 Persian gazelles, the Latin is Gazella subgutturosa, in what has been described as a killing zone, a structure that consists of a converging pair of low stone walls, which were used to channel, like a bottleneck, migrating gazelles and other animals into enclosures and pits where the animals were slaughtered and seemingly processed altogether en masse.
This is a lot like the hunting traps from Lake Huron that we reported on 2 years ago. So to catch prey, you funnel them into a small area and then rain down a few arrows, spears or even clubs. Have they been able to date the killing zones, Tom?
Dr. Guy Baroz from the Zimmern Institute of Archaeology at the University of Haifa in Israel has suggested that these structures could date to around 10,000 years ago. So that's during the early stages of agriculture in the Near East. But the large number of skeletal remains of gazelles at this particular site of Tel Kurun, near the town of Haseka in the Khabar Basin, has been dated to around 6,000 years ago. Careful analysis of the bones has found the telltale signs of butchery, including the removal of skin, so these animals were processed on site.
Is this a one-off site, or are there lots of killing zones with large deposits of animal remains in the region?
Well, archaeologists have long suspected that these strange walled enclosures had something to do with hunting gazelles and or other herds of migrating animals. But there hasn't been much definitive evidence for mass slaughter at these sites. There are lots of desert kites throughout the Near East, especially in modern-day Jordan. But according to Dr. Barodds, this particular site seems to represent a catastrophic hunting episode where a full herd was killed.
How do they know it was a full herd?
The demographic of the herd suggests an equal number of males and females, as well as a few juveniles of 2 or 3 months of age. That is unusual because ancient hunter-gatherer societies tended to conserve herds and only take what they needed. The removal of an entire herd would have had a big impact on local gazelle populations in the Khabur Basin. The question of overhunting is a puzzling one.
So what's their explanation?
It's likely that the community at Tel Kurun were agricultural and kept their own herds of livestock. They may have been reducing the number of gazelles in the local area to create more space for themselves. However, the archaeologists also think that something profoundly spiritual might be going on. Nearby rock art from this period depicts scenes of mass slaughter. Perhaps the ritualistic killing of entire herds performed an important social or spiritual function in the lives of these early agriculturalists. Either way, the impact it would have had on local gazelle populations in that region would have definitely been devastating.
You're listening to Naked Archaeology from the Naked Scientists, and you can find more episodes like this at thenakedscientists.com/archaeology or on iTunes.